Evening Edition is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create a beautiful website for your next project. With hundreds of customizable settings, including fonts, colors, and sizes, every Squarespace site can be made to look unique with just a few clicks.
It all starts at just $8 a month and includes a free domain name with a year's purchase. Start your free trial and get 10% off all plans by going to squarespace.com and using the offer code EE8.
Welcome to Evening Edition for Wednesday, August 14th. Here are some of today's headlines. Hundreds are dead as pro-Morsi protesters are targeted by government forces in Egypt.
Doctors Without Borders pulls out of Somalia.
The Eurozone appears to have emerged from recession thanks to Germany and France.
The Justice Department moves to block the merger of U.S. Airways and American Airlines.
And the ACLU files suit against North Carolina over a restrictive new voter ID law.
In today's news, riot police, armored vehicles, bulldozers, and helicopters brutally cleared the two largest pro-Morsi sit-ins in Cairo. Reporters inside the camp said the protesters were largely armed only with sticks, stones, and pieces of concrete. Violence soon spread across the country, with protesters and security forces clashing in Alexandria and elsewhere. At least 235 people have been confirmed dead so far, and thousands have been injured. Because of the police role in the violence, angry protesters have retaliated, attacking and setting fire to police stations, government offices, and Coptic churches. Egypt's Interior Ministry is reporting that 43 police officers have been killed. The interim government has declared a month-long state of emergency, suspending the right to a trial or due process, and essentially returning Egypt to martial law. Vice President Mohamed El-Baradei, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate, has resigned in protest, saying the conflict could have been resolved peacefully.
Doctors Without Borders announced that it will be pulling out of Somalia after 22 years because of armed groups assaulting, abducting, and murdering aid workers. The group apparently made the decision after learning that Somalia's civilian leaders were condoning and sometimes even supporting the attacks. The move is particularly surprising and alarming for Somalia's future, since Doctors Without Borders is famous for tolerating extremely dangerous conditions in order to deliver aid. The move will cut off hundreds of thousands from humanitarian aid. In many parts of the country, it's the only provider of any health care whatsoever, from basic medical supplies to major surgery.
The Eurozone appears to have emerged from its recession in the second quarter of this year. Data released by the European Union Statistical Agency showed the positive performance was mainly due to economic growth in Germany and France, while a number of other EU members, namely Greece, Luxembourg, and Cyprus, continued to struggle. Olli Rehn, the EU's economic commissioner, hedged his bets when he weighed in on the results. He said, quote, "This slightly more positive data is welcome. I hope there will be no premature self-congratulatory statements suggesting the crisis is over. For all we know, there are still substantial obstacles to overcome."
The U.S. Department of Justice has moved to block the merger of U.S. Airways and American Airlines, claiming it would stifle competition in the airline industry. Attorney General Eric Holder told reporters that the federal antitrust lawsuit, quote, "proves our determination to fight for the best interests of consumers by ensuring robust competition in the marketplace," end quote. The Justice Department cited the already high concentration of domestic airline routes, claiming that a merger would result in just four airlines controlling more than 80% of all U.S. air routes. It also questioned the large amount of control the newly merged company would have at Reagan National Airport in D.C., JFK, LaGuardia, Newark, and others. The antitrust suit could spell bad news for American Airlines, which filed for bankruptcy protection in 2011. As this merger would have allowed the company to successfully exit that bankruptcy.
And finally, the ACLU filed its latest lawsuit against a state that's enacting new voting legislation. This comes in the wake of the recent Supreme Court decision to limit the Voting Rights Act. This time it's North Carolina, which recently passed the toughest voter ID law in the country under the pretext of stopping voter fraud. The ACLU, along with many critics of the Supreme Court's decision, argues that laws like this are simply thinly veiled attempts to disenfranchise minority voters. In the case of North Carolina, the legislation is addressing a nearly non-existent problem. In the 2012 primary and general elections, there were only 121 alleged cases of voter fraud in the state, out of nearly 7 million total votes cast. Miranda Mulligan is Evening Edition's editor-in-chief. Our team of writers includes Julia Holloman, Ash Ponders, Philippe Mara Mendonza, and Celine Muzan. Go to muleradio.net for links to the stories from this episode, or read our editions from New York, San Francisco, London, and Paris at evening-edition.com. I'm Angela Kilduff.
And I'm Tom Carmody. Our podcast is distributed by the Mule Radio Syndicate. Evening Edition is brought to you each weekday by Mule Design Studio. Thanks for joining us.